Hello, Jasmine.
Hey.
How's it going? You having a good night?
Sore.
One second, Kristen's going to join in.
Who? I'm here.
Are you here? Okay, hey.
Jasmine. Hey.
Let me make sure. Okay, Kristen's here. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, Jasmine, I wanted to talk to you about a few phone calls that we received from the clients. We actually, it was a couple of them. It didn't go on your QAs, but it is something that they wanted us to address. You had a call from Alpha Strategies where you notated that you canceled the account, but then you didn't put in a Google Doc or you know, advise that they were canceled or, you know, go through the process of canceling it. And the customer was charged and they had to call back for a refund down the road. And they also found you, they said that you were rude on the call. And that was done on November 30th. And also for Koala WeTask, you had a campaign where you reached out to Kayla for assistance. And she said she instructed you to start threat protocol on that call, but you failed to do so and allowed the customer to disconnect the line. And she said that you didn't follow the protocol or try to call the customer back either.
Actually, that was me on that. She had messaged about the...
Okay, so she messaged you about that one. Okay. Well, what's going on, Jasmine? I mean, you know, the last time that I had to give you a disciplinary was on September 12th, and you had done good up to this point, and it seems like we're kind of backsliding again. And, you know, this isn't going to be any sort of documented coaching or anything. I really just want to reach out to you and try to get a hold of this before, you know, you do end up having to have any more documented coachings or anything at that point.
Okay, you said for a strategy call, I told the customer that I canceled the account. And I didn't cancel the account.
Yeah, that account, you didn't cancel it, and they ended up being charged, and we had to call back, and you know, the customer had to call back and get a refund.
I don't know that call, but the other call, I know I think I remember that call with somebody about, well, I think it was Kristen, asked about a chart, I asked about an account, but the call, it was two of us on the same line. Like, the one was on the line with one from the same, from ASK, and I was on the line with the customer from. So, I mean, I didn't know what to do. So, that's why I was like, the customer had already, I think I told the customer something like, one of us can't help assist her at the same time because, like, what was I, if the on the same account, how was I going to start protocol? And she's starting threat protocol with the customer on the other line as well. She was on two phones with the same agent from the same company.
So in that type of situation, you have to assist. If the customer's on the line, you have to assist, no matter if they have two other calls going on. What you can do is, I mean, you're right by, you know, letting them know you would be glad to assist them, but you can't just hang up the phone or not assist the customer. You know what I'm saying? You have to still go through normal protocol. You have to either let them in the call and you brand the call as usual. I mean, you can let them know, I can't hold for more than 2 minutes, you know, and at that time you would know, no response, disconnecting due to no response, so forth. But on that call, let me hold on. I'll get it pulled up so I can go over it because I have it somewhere. Let's see, because there was actually, that customer had spoken to twice, because he had called in several, and that was initially why you had met me, because you were saying that he had called several times, but that he had another agent on the line. But I had told you at that time to start protocol, but when it was reviewed, there was time for you to start threat protocol, and you didn't.
But right, that's why I said we both been on the other line, both of us being on the line at the same time. I didn't know.
But then the call ended. I'm guessing the customer hung, but protocol for that is if a car hangs up, that you do call them back and start threat protocol.
Even if he's on the line with another agent from the same company.
Correct. Because when we disconnect report, it shows that you disconnected first on that call.
Yeah.
There was two calls took. He had called in one point on one phone number and called back later on another line. But the first call, it shows that you were on the line, was on the line with another agent. And on both lines, it could be heard him a bank threat. Nobody started threat call. You kind of aggressive the way you came across during the call. And then the disconnect report showed that you disconnected the call first. But there was a threat made. And when he called back later was when you had messaged me and had, you know, told you to go ahead and start protocol because it was his third time calling in regarding money. But on that call, him hang up on you, and you didn't call back. The whole thing with that is because he had called several times trying to get assistance account, and the whole thing is we try to avoid any account being disputed or getting to the chargeback status. So they're like, well. Sometimes, you know, customer calling in to assistance and nobody's helping him. You know, he's made threats. I mean, there was even another call, and it wasn't with you. We had made other threats as well. But nobody was doing what they were supposed to do on the call, so he could end up, you know, disputing the charges. And that's something we always try to avoid with any call. With
right,
any
understandable. But I didn't know what to do because I never had like there was somebody was on the line with same agent at the same time. He told me for 1 minute, and then he talking to the agent at the next minute. So I'm like, I don't know what to do.
That's all I'm saying. You had sent me because I'm at the message now. You had sent me the message, the notes off the account, and I did notes. I said that's notes on the account. No, you asked me, you said, that's the notes on the account I'm on, and then start threat protocol, he called, and I said, what campaign? So at that point, you sent me the link to the account and told me, I said, go ahead and start threat protocol. And then you said, the other line has been answered by another, he has both of us on the phone. And I said, shaking my head, I said, he's doing too much. I said, go ahead and start threat protocol.
And I think at that time... the call had ended.
That was only like
after I was like that he has both of us on the line.
Okay. Well, I mean, Josh just wanted to discuss everything. We're actually giving pass on this. It's not being documented. We are going to send a follow-up email just touching base, you know, saying that we did this because we do and the severity of them. Okay. So do want to know that. However, it technically, because of your last documentation, should be a suspension. But we're giving you a pass, okay? I know, and as well I know, I mean, because you used to be on my – so I know – what you will love, Jasmine. I know what type of agent you are. I know you can be a real agent. I don't know if you've got something going on where you're getting a little aggressive with with the customers, but you know you can, you know, and I know you know that, Jazz. And I don't want to get to the next step because I know, like I said, I know capable of, I know I've seen, you've shown it to not just me, John, and to any that's ever looked at your scores or listener calls. But just going forward, you can't get snotty with them. You can't be rude. You can't do that. If they hang up on you, you call them back. You got to do your two callbacks. You refund if they don't answer. Less is koala. Okay? Keep that in mind.
Okay.
If you see patients where they've called in, the way I remember, time is the charm. If they've called in twice and you're the third call, for threat protocol, if all the notes show that they're calling about money.
Mm-hmm.
And always, always make sure if you note that you're canceling that account, make sure that account's canceled. Because that too could end in a track. Because they could be like, you know what? I called, I canceled, I've got my cancellation number. Let me go to the bank. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I don't think you did it on purpose. I know it happens, but the thought it is, it was sent over by a client. And then when I reviewed the call, it was addressed about your tone in the call and say, you were speaking with the customer, so that's what got their attention. I'm guessing along with the account being canceled. And I mean, if you want to hear the call, you know, we're allowed to send you the call. And you have that call pulled, right? It's fine.
Yes.
Okay. But I mean, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, it's not like we're having to teach you new pro or anything. Because like I said, I know you, Nevin. I know you do. And I get. I mean, everybody has a bad week. Some people, have, you know, bad day here. But you can't let it through on the phone. You can't.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it's just. It's what we have to do. You know, we have to do a job no matter who you work for. You know, you're never really going to fully 100% enjoy what you do unless, you know, it's a career that you've hunted down, right? You know, we all have to work. Just do your best to try to do it with a positive attitude, and that would fix a lot of it. There's just, you know, we know what you're capable of. We know these calls can be frustrating. You know, I completely understand where you're coming from a lot of times. It's just, you know, there's some things that's okay to do, and there's some things that aren't okay to do. And we just want to make sure that you stay on top of these things, you know. Like she said, this could have been a suspension, but I really didn't want it to go that far. And so we're trying to think of ways to avoid that because – we like you. We know what you're capable of. You're a great agent. You've been good since you signed up.
Right.
So just, you know,
and
give it 100%, girl. You gotta talk to somebody anyway. You know, this puts Christmas presents under the tree. This feeds the family. You know, it's just something that we got to do. And I understand that it's not our favorite thing to do. It's not my favorite thing to do. You know, I really don't want to sit here and talk to these customers all day, but you know, it's just what pays the bills and it's what we got to do, so we might as well do it to the best we can.
And Jasmine, and like I said, you know, from you being on my team previously, I know you've shown me what type of agent you are. You've shown me what you've got in you, so I can't help but expect nothing but that. And I know that anytime you've ever had questions on anything, you always bounce back. And I know I'm putting my faith in you. Excuse me, I'm putting my faith in you that you're gonna do it again.
I will.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to it.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about anything?
No. Oh, like, okay, so the only question is, okay, so anytime, like, it doesn't matter, like, if you can't hear a customer, okay, say, this just happened to happened like probably 20 minutes ago. I was on the line with a customer, but I don't know what happened to me either. It just said reconnecting server. But before it started saying reconnecting server, lady was talking and she just went on. And then after that, like Michael just said, reconnecting server. And I just noted the account that, you know, while we was on the line, I just stopped hearing what he was saying. And so I did a call, like, you know, at this time, I will be disconnecting the call, no response.
Okay. One thing you need to do anytime that happens, because what that typically is, I mean, and I know from working out myself, a lot of times it drops in your internet service. Always put that in the IT group. Reason being is the QA pulls that call, then and you say, I remember that call, internet was going out. John pull it up in the IT group and he gets that QA overturned for you. You see what I'm saying? But if there's documentation, then we can't have your back. I mean, because they're going to be like, well, that's what she says. How does she didn't hang up on the customer? But, you know, but when it's documented, it's documented. There's no, you know, so always do that. And,
okay.
And what I recommend too is so John to send him in Teams. That way he's aware.
That's right.
Okay. Well, before I actually went back to like the 5-9, it said reconnecting server. Like it was nothing up there. Like I was still called. So I went back on her account, and then I still wasn't hearing nothing she was saying after saying hello, and then like went back again. It just said reconnecting server. Why it was happening, or like it was getting ready to end, or it had already like started. I just couldn't see it from my side.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, because usually when that happens, what IT is going to tell you to do is to do your test to see if that's what it is. But I'm not going to want you to continue calls come in and customers getting hung up because your internet's cutting them out. You see what I mean? Because that could cause problems with them and disputing charges too. That's why they have that set up like that. So you can reach out to them. They can, you know, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do, but it's so to have your back too, so it doesn't look like you're disconnecting on customers. It's actually your internet. So that's what I'm saying. Always put it in an IT group. When you do that reconnecting thing, I recommend, I know from being at home for as long as I was, anytime that would happen to me, I would put it in the IT group and I would go do my speed test and put it there. So that way, you know, it is there. There's no option. But yeah, just make sure you do that. And just to make sure you understand, anytime if a customer called in and had me on one line and got you too, you just make sure that they understand it. You know, I'll be glad to help you. In any way I can, you just reassure them that you will assist them, but you can't just hang up on them. You can't disconnect the line. You can't. You still have to, you know, follow your regular procedure. If they hang up on you, you have to call them back. But if the phone down and you see that you've been on hold for 2 minutes, then at that time, yes, customer, are you there? Okay, I'm having to disconnect. No response.
I think the limit is what, 3 minutes. They put you on hold for a solid 3 minutes in a row.
2 minutes.
Is it two? Okay.
Yeah, two. I think we use, like, if a bank puts us on hold, we typically try to stay on hold for this because it is the bank. But for just the customer?
Just a regular customer, 2 minutes. Good.
2 minutes.
Make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, 2 minutes for a customer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to add. But if you want to hear that call they're talking about, I know John can get it over to you.
Okay.
Do you have anything else, John?
I mean, that's it. We covered everything that I feel needs to be covered. It's just, you know, you just got to apply it.
Okay.
She will. She better. I know she will.
I got full faith. I know she's awesome. She's shown me that she's awesome before, and she can be awesome again easily.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. Jad, you have a good rest of your shift.
You too.
Let us know if you have any questions about anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good one.